Dr. Richard Gibbons is the senior pastor at First Presbyterian Church in Greenville. He's been a guest on the show many times over the past. It's always a pleasure to spend a few minutes with Pastor Gibbons on our guest line. I'm happy to say that he's with us again this morning. Good morning. Welcome. How are you, sir?
Joy, good morning. I'm delighted to be with you on this thankful Thursday.
There you go. And every Thursday, we talk about things that we can be thankful for, because regardless of what's going on, you can always find something to be thankful for, can't you?
Yes, you can. And what a blessing that is when you focus on the blessings rather than on the stuff that makes you grumpy and upset with everyone and anything. So thankful Thursday is a great thing.
There you go. Yeah. Dr. Gibbons, you have been a busy guy this summer. First, you were the guest chaplain to the U.S. Senate back in July. This past weekend, mm-hmm. What an honor for you to lead the worship service in Scotland with King Charles and Queen Camilla in attendance. You've been the senior pastor at First Press since 2007. You were in ministry many years before that. So I think it's safe to say that you have delivered hundreds, if not thousands, of sermons. So I got to ask you, were you just a little bit nervous speaking to the king on Sunday?
Joy, I was a little bit nervous in this sense. I initially thought, how did the invitation come about? And then I thought, it's clearly because of my rich southern accent. And I think that's what they were looking for. And so Sunday morning, of course, when you are conducting a service and you look over and maybe 20 feet away, there is Britain's king and queen. And so you're very conscious of that. But at the same time, you're saying to yourself, remember you have an entire congregation before you. And of course, you have royal protection officers, you have a military presence, you have some media, number of visitors, but mainly your focus is on the congregation. And going into it, I thought, if I get it right for the congregation, I think I'll then get it right for the royal family as well.
Yep. And I'm sure you did wonderful. What size church is this? This is like the chapel that's near the summer home for the royal family, right?
Exactly. Crafty Parish Church is a small, rural congregation in what's called Royal Deeside in Aberdeenshire. And on a normal Sunday, they would have 50, 55 folks. But when there's a royal presence, that number goes up significantly. So probably last Sunday, 85, 90, something along those lines. Yeah. And immediately next door, within a mile of where Crafty Church is Balmoral Castle. And that's, as you said, the summer home to the royal family, mainly king and queen, and then various members of the family come and go during a kind of 4-6 week period. So traditionally, way back to the days of Queen Victoria, from mid-August to mid-late September, you'll have a royal presence there.
Yeah. So tell me, how did the invitation to lead the service, how did that come about? And when you accepted that, did you know that the king would be there, or you knew there was a chance he might be there?
Mm-hmm. Well, what happens is, in Scotland, there are two what's called domestic chaplains. One is based in Edinburgh, and the other is based in Crafty, at Crafty Parish. And so the domestic chaplain, from time to time, will invite guest speakers. Now, I knew the domestic chaplain, whose name is Ken McKenzie. I knew Ken 25, 30 years ago when we were young guys in ministry together, and we would bump into each other at various things. And then early July, I got an email, and he said, Richard, this is a blast from the past, right out of the blue. He said, do you remember when? And of course, I immediately remembered and knew who he was. And then he said, would you consider preaching for as a guest speaker at Crafty in the presence of the king and queen? So you know pretty quickly exactly what you're getting into.
Right.
And behind the scenes, I can only imagine that you are considered, vetted, accepted, and invited. And initially I thought, well, it's just a case of a rubber stamp here, but they do give it significant consideration. And when I met the king after the service in the castle, he was very knowledgeable about Greenville. He knew exactly who I was. He'd clearly done his homework, and overall I was pretty impressed with him.
Yep. Well, of course he knew who you are. Everybody knows who Dr. Richard Gibbons is.
Sorry, I'd forgotten.
All right, so tell me, how do you think the service went? Were you pleased?
I think I was pleased, and here is why I think I was pleased. I watched the King and Queen and the congregation laugh at all of my appropriate jokes. And when they were laughing, I thought, okay, they're smiling, they're understanding, they're getting there. And of course, we moved from that gentle, self-deprecating humor into some serious points about the love and grace of God, his ability to transform you heart and mind and soul. We talked about prayer and his reassuring presence. And I talked to the congregation, what does it mean to go through tough days when a spouse has dementia? And you really don't know what to do, or there's trouble in a family, or you've just lost a child. So we touched on some pretty tough stuff, but also lighter moments as well. And overall, as I look back, I think the service went well.
Yeah. On our guest line this morning, Dr. Richard Gibbons. He is the senior pastor at First Presbyterian Church in Greenville. So tell me, you led the service, obviously. Then mm-hmm. after the service, you spent some time with the King and Queen privately.
Yeah.
So tell me about that. Yeah. What's it like to sit down and chat with the King?
Well, it's a little surreal. It is just so exceptional. You kind of pinch your way halfway through thinking, is this actually happening? Because after the service, you drive across to Balmoral, less than half a mile, maybe a mile, and of course there is, and this is my language, there's an assistant or a footman or someone who opens the door and guides you in, and you go into the main entrance, and it is absolutely spectacular. It's everything you would imagine a royal country residence to be. And then they take you off into one of the drawing rooms. Well, I'm describing it as a drawing room. It could have been a reception area. It's very comfortable. It has couches and seats and so on. And there was just four of us, the chaplain, his wife, and Ruth and I. And the King comes in, and we just chatted for 25 minutes. And we chatted. He asked me about Greenville. He asked me about the growth of the city. He asked me, of course, about the congregation and the ministries and activities we're involved in. He asked me a lot about the congregation and their faith. He asked me about BMW, Michelin, Boeing, South Carolina, and he really was incredibly knowledgeable. And as a dear Scotsman, I'm not easily impressed, but I was impressed. He was warm, engaging, funny at times. It was a memorable moment, to say the least.
Yep. Very interesting. And again, what an honor for you. All right. So I yep. need to ask you for a favor, okay? Are you kind of up to maybe
sure.
helping out a friend here? Guess where I'm going tomorrow? Guess where I'm leaving to go? I'm heading.
Are you heading up to D.C. or overseas?
I am headed to the U.K. I'm headed
to
London. So do you think maybe you could just text the King and let him know I'm going to be there? I'm sure you have a cell phone number by now.
Well, this is what I'll do. I will text ahead to, as you look at Buckingham Palace, if you go to the far left, there's a private gate there.
Yep.
If you go there and say, Richard said it would be okay if I come in, they'll take care of you.
All right.
No, I'm not sure how they'll take care of you, but they'll take care of you.
And if they act like they don't know what I'm talking about, I just need to push through and just get to the next person, right?
Oh, please do. Just insist. Yeah, they always appreciate when you insist.
we are looking forward to our visit to the UK next
yes.
week. Gonna have some fun, take a little vacation time. One
excellent.
Final thing. Go ahead.
Sure. I was going to ask, where are you visiting in London? What's on your list of unmissables?
Well, we're going to actually be staying in London and doing some day trips. You know, my wife and I, we're kind of geeky. We have watched Downton mm-hmm. Abbey. We've watched Downton
oh,
Abbey
indeed.
probably six or eight times.
Yes,
so
I'm not surprised.
We're going to take a trip out to Highclere one day. To see
yes.
the castle, but we're gonna do some things like that. We've got some places that we've never been while we've been in London. I love going into the cathedrals and and, you know, Westminster Abbey, and just seeing the architecture.
And all of that. If you haven't seen Churchill's underground, that is worth seeing. See Churchill's underground cabinet rooms. They are spectacular. You would love that.
I will make a point to do that as well. So thank you. Of course, you know, once I get into the castle, when I go over and tell the guy that Richard Gibbons sent me and I get into the castle, well, that may take up more time than I think. So
it may, because they'll know exactly how to respond.
All right. One quick thing before we go. Take a minute and give us an update on your renovations, expansion. You're finished up. You've had a lot going on this year at the church. Take a minute and tell us about that.
We have. Sure. Joey, some of your visitors will know, of course, as they drive past the church on Washington Street, that we've had a massive expansion of our campus this year. We put in a new gymnasium, a new worship and arts center, three floors of a children's wing. We also added a youth floor. We put in Sunday school classrooms, a gathering space, a coffee shop, which has proven to be very popular, a new bookstore and so on. So folks are passing, feel free to drop by. So that's been remarkably well-received, good facilities. And this weekend, we have a world-class illusionist concert on Saturday evening, and it's $5 a ticket, and that's good for my Scottish soul whenever you only pay $5 for a ticket. So Saturday evening is a big one. Then we have a choir concert Sunday night, and then during September we have Andrew Ritt, a Nashville-based artist who is very fine singing musician, talks about his faith, and then Matthew West, we have him coming up October 30 for a fall tour. So there's so much going on. All of our Bible studies, youth and children activities open in the next couple of weeks as well. So fall is always a busy time for us.
Yeah, busy time at First Presbyterian for sure. Dr. Richard Gibbons, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Appreciate your time, I'm glad you're back home safely, and what a visit you had. What an honor, and I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Joy, thank you, and when you see the Granthams, please give Lord Grantham my best at high key.
I certainly will. Dr. Richard Gibbons, First Presbyterian.